Following is the President's speech at Framingham, Massachusetts, Wednesday, October 27, 1948.
At this time, I would like to present to you your present Congressman, Harold Donohue of Worcester, candidate for re-election. I would now like to present to you the Democratic candidate for governor, the Honorable Paul A. Devon. Ladies and gentlemen, as selectmen of Framingham, on behalf of our townspeople, it now becomes my happy privilege to extend a word of welcome to our great president. We are all mindful of the position that destiny had designed for him early in the year 1945. When the nations of the world were plunged in a global war, and the free-loving people of the world had lost faith and hope, he rekindled the fire of hope in the hearts of the American people and brought comfort and promise to the tottering nations of Europe. We are a grateful people, Mr. President, and I have every confidence that our gratitude to you will be freely expressed when our people go to the voting booth on Tuesday next. Your faith in God, your love of your fellow man, and your indomitable courage has endeared you to the hearts of the American people. At this time, Mr. President, it is my high honor and privilege to present you to the people of Framingham. Ladies and gentlemen, the President of the United States.
Thank you, President. Thank you very much. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you very much. I certainly appreciate most highly that cordial introduction. I have had a most wonderful reception in this great state, and I certainly wish I could visit every corner of New England and every town in it. Now, this city of Framingham has a reputation as a forward-looking community. I've heard about it long before ever I arrived here. I know that you want to keep right on going forward along the lines laid down by the Democratic Party in the last 16 years. You proved that in 1946 when you sent a fine Democrat to Congress, Harold E. Donohue. If more cities and congressional districts had followed your example, how much better off we'd all be. We'd never have had that backward-looking 80th Congress if every city and community had done what you did the last time. I'm satisfied that the American people are very sorry that they let so many mossback Republicans slip into that 80th Congress. I believe the voters all over the country are going to send those reactionary Republicans back to private life in November. I believe the voters are going to turn thumbs down on the Republican candidate for president, a candidate who won't tell you where he stands or what he believes. He goes around preaching platitudes. You know, he's given GOP another meaning. It now stands for grand old platitudes. I believe the American people are entitled to hear from the Republican leaders the full and honest convictions of the candidates. You certainly know where the leaders of the Democratic Party stand. I've gone all over the country, from one end to the other, north and south and east and west. You understand exactly where I stand, and I've tried to make it perfectly clear to you where the Republicans stand, too. I defy you to say what the Republican stands for, Republican candidate for president stands for, except for the Republican Party. And if he can stand for that, he can stand for anything. In the last 16 years, your government has been headed by men who've done everything possible to promote the welfare of the people as a whole. By the people, I mean all the citizens of the United States. We don't restrict our sympathies to the people who make $100,000 a year. We mean everybody in the country. We want to build millions of low-priced houses for working men and their families. We want to get rid of the vicious Taft-Hartley law passed by the Republican Congress under the whip of the millionaire manufacturers. We want to provide federal aid for education so that all our children will have a chance to get a decent schooling. We want to put a national health program into effect so that all Americans can get good medical care and good dental care. We can do all these things if everybody goes to the polls and votes the Democratic ticket straight in November. You can vote for a federal housing program, a federal aid to education program, a federal health program, by marking your ballot for the Democratic candidates. You have a stake in this election. It'll affect your job, your chance to get a raise, your chance to get a better home, your chance to control the high prices that rob you of all the gains you had before those prices went up. It'll mean the difference between moving ahead and going backwards. The people's campaign is rolling to victory. I can assure you of that. The West is with us. The central states are with us. And the East is swinging into line. If you'd see the people I've been talking to since I came East, you'd understand what I mean when I say the East is beginning to find out which side its bread's buttered on. All I ask you to do is vote for yourself. Vote for your family. When you come right down to the analysis of our government is the people. And when the people exercise their right to vote on election day, they control that government. When they don't exercise that right, then you get an 80th Congress. See, two-thirds of the people in the United States stayed at home. The people entitled to vote in 1946 didn't have energy enough to go and look after their political interests on election day. And they got the 80th Congress. Don't do that again. The Democrats are not afraid of the people. The Democrats know that when the people exercise their rights, the country is safe. I'm urging you with everything I have, on November the 2nd, every one of you get up early. Go to the polls and vote the Democratic ticket straight, and you have a Democratic president, a Democratic Congress, and a Democratic organization and government here in this great Commonwealth of Massachusetts. I see them. Appreciate you coming out very much. I'd like to introduce my wife and daughter to you, if you'd like to meet. Here's Miss Truman. Here comes Margaret now.
All right, hold her up.